Now, you told me a story about working as a VPSO that changed the way you work. It seems like that story has impacts the way you live here. Tell me that story.
Okay. As a normal VPSO, you would live in your community and you'd have one village. Well, I was a roving VPSO. So I would travel every week to a different village. And so I quickly learned that I needed to be dependent upon people I just met for the very first time or had, you know, met once before. I didn't really know who these people were, know them to really get to know their personalities, if I could trust them or not trust them. I just had to, you know, rely on these on people. So this was a different experience going into it where I've got to rely on somebody that I just met. But then I realized that also some of these people I had to arrest for certain crimes, like driving under the influence or assault, that they're from that community, and though they were arrested for a crime, they would eventually be released and go back to their home. Well, the next time I would come to that village, that might be the person I would need to rely on to help me with a search and rescue or help me with a fire truck or the equipment, because, again, I didn't live there. That made me realize that I had to treat every single person, no matter who they were or why I was interacting with them, with the same level of respect and understanding, because I didn't know if that's the person I would need in a month's time to maybe even save my life. It's very easy to be biased and have biased opinions on people. I realized that I couldn't do that anymore. I had to treat every single person exactly the same. That's very humbling to think that, you know, every single person, regardless of why I interact with them, that I might need them, changed my entire outlook on how I did my job as a VPSO. And then that's carried over to how I do my job now here at Providence.
So there was something you said when we were talking about how you treated everybody the same before, but something happened for you.
Right. So before when we were talking, you know, everybody was treated the same in the aspect that nobody was above the law. It didn't matter if you were the mayor's kid, or who you were. If you did a committed crime, I'd arrest you, take you to jail. They were a person, but not a personality. They were not individualized. I was always professional, but I took it to a more professional level, I guess. Once you get to know the person, you can actually start to, you know, gain respect for the person and not just what they do. It completely changed how I viewed people and how I did my job. When you add that level of, you know, knowledge to the people you interact with and the people you work with, you're going to have more respect for the people you work with and the people you're caring for. Our job is just part of it. Part of it is, you know, the mission and core values of Providence and to be caregivers and to be here for people. But I know that Providence has definitely changed how I live my life, how I view other people and how they do their job and how they live their lives. And so that's really important.